Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Well, we don't get sun very often in Ireland, but when we do, we certainly love it, don't we? A study has revealed that nearly 70% of Irish people say they look and feel better with a tan. But more interestingly from this new study, over 40% have admitted using sunbeds despite knowing the risks to their skin. Cork Southwest Deputy Christopher O'Sullivan from Fianna Fáil is calling for an outright ban on tanning beds, citing significant health risks and the urgent need for stronger enforcement against unregulated tanning products. For more on this, I'm joined by consultant dermatologist Professor Anne-Marie Tobin and Joe McGlinchey, who's sunbed salon operator, supplier and board member of the Sunbed Association, the Irish branch. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
I might turn to you, Joe McGlinchey, first of all. This study of more than 1,000 people found tanned skin is still seen as a sign of beauty. Now, you're heavily involved in this sunbed industry. Are they still popular, Joe?
Yeah, sunbeds. Tanning is as popular as ever. As you just said yourself, everybody loves the sunshine. It brings people out. And, you know, it's the feel-good, look-good factor. But, look, equally, anybody using a Sunbed Association member salon, you know, when they're in using their sunbeds, are screened and, you know, skin types and everything for their minutes, which... When we're all out sunbathing, or we're going to a football match, or we're sitting out the backyard, and you know, it's an uncontrolled environment. That's where the dangers are.
Okay, you say you screen. How do you screen people?
People are skin typed when they walk into a member salon. So you'd have your skin type ones that, you know, wouldn't naturally tan in the sunshine, so they wouldn't tan in a sunbed. Where you have your skin type twos and threes, who naturally will tan. And you know, and tanning is natural. Mm-hmm. You know, plants don't grow in dark rooms, as they would say.
And who does that screening, process. Joe?
The screening would be with the in the salon, the staff would be trained by their managers, or if they're a member salon, they'd be trained by ourselves.
Are they qualified dermatologists, or what are their
qualifications? No. They're just trained by ourselves on skin types.
Okay. So is it
skin
on
the types look, can be found anywhere.
Is it on the look of the skin, Joe? Is that how
it's
you do
on, it's not just the look of the skin. It can be their eyes, their hair color, because somebody could walk into a salon, they could be wearing fake tan.
Okay. So you look at all. You look at my eyes and you look at my skin and you look at my hair color and you say, you're the type of skin type that won't tan. So am I not allowed to use a sunbed then?
We would say no.
Okay. So
we would say no. We would say fake it. If you're skin type one, we would say fake it.
Who uses sunbeds generally? Is there a type of profile, or is it younger?
There's no profile as such. It's everyone, you know, bar your skin type ones, all ages, male, female. People use it for lots of different reasons, you know, not just to look a little bit tanner, but some people use it for other reasons.
Yeah. Why would they do it?
Why would they use it for tanning?
Why use a sunbed?
That's the feel-good thing. People like to be tan. People like to use it because they feel better after using it. You know, they feel like they, you know, especially in the winter time when we don't have any sunlight here in Ireland. It's good for your vitamin D levels. It helps boost. You know, lots of different factors. And people use it for, you know, skin, like psoriasis and bits and pieces as well. They find it helps. Mm.
The doctors and researchers behind this new study, Joe, they're describing the findings as horrifying. Do you give people a warning before you allow them to use a sunbed?
As I said, they're screened. So if they naturally can't tan, we won't let them on.
But the people who are let on, do you give them any warning?
There is warnings. There is, excuse me, there is literature up there. There is warnings in the rooms. They read the local legislation before. A warning would just advise them of, you know, their skin type. Have they been told how to use the equipment? Are they able to use the equipment? Every jurisdiction, whether it be Ireland, Northern Ireland, UK all have different types of legislations, but Ireland has the most stringent legislation in the world. It is the tightest in the world. The problem with some of the legislation is that it isn't being enforced. And as you know, at the Sunbed Association, we do want to get some of those. You know, there's training, let's just say, in the legislation. Training isn't enforced.
Let me bring in, can you stay with me, Joe, for 1 second?
Yes, certainly.
No problem. And I really appreciate your input here. Can I go to Professor Anne-Marie Tobin, who's a consultant dermatologist? Anne-Marie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Good afternoon.
What is your reaction to what Joe has been telling us?
So there is a couple of things I would pick up with Joe, and I suppose it highlights the risk within the tanning industry. So the first thing is, you know, regarding the Fitzpatrick skin typing of patients. So skin type 2 and 3 will burn. They're not the ones that actually tan naturally. So that in itself is an error. And the second thing is that the idea that the legislation in Ireland is the most stringent isn't correct. Sunbeds are completely banned in Australia and in Brazil. And the other thing regarding why people use sunbeds. So one of the things, you know, certainly, you know, sunshine is good, makes us feel good, but the amounts we need, for example, to boost our vitamin D are actually tiny amounts. So using a sunbed to boost your vitamin D is a specious argument. The second thing is, if you're, for example, like conditions like psoriasis, I mean, the treatments are so good for psoriasis now. We've new biologic treatments, which thanks to the Irish government are available here. They're funding them, that using a sunbed for psoriasis is completely incorrect. One, because it doesn't give you the right wavelength to treat the psoriasis. So in fact, all you're doing is masking your psoriasis. And the second thing is, like, the treatments are so good for psoriasis. So I'd be horrified to think that there's psoriasis patients using sunbeds.
But can I say to you, and I'll go back to Joe in just a second, but Joe's point is that people go outside and it's completely unregulated, so to speak, and they get sunshine. At least these people who come to Joe's salon and others are screened and advised.
Yeah, well, correct. I suppose. So with regard to getting sunshine, so if you think about the distance we are away from the sun, when you go and lie in a sunbed, you're absolutely on top of the radiation source. So the radiation is a lot more intense. So the amount of UV you're getting is a lot more increased. I think Joe kind of implied a little that how well the regulations are being enforced. So whether or not consent has been got for patients, I certainly don't think patients are being warned about skin cancer risk. And we are seeing, we run rapid access pigmented lesion clinics for the diagnosis of patients with melanoma. And we're seeing an increasing number of patients using sunbeds in that particular clinic. So anyone using sunbeds is increasing the risk of skin cancer without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, let me go back to Joe on that, if I may. Let me go back to Joe. If you use a sunbed, you're increasing your risk of cancer, Joe.
Hi, Cormac. Going back to the point on that, look, there is no direct link between a sunbed and melanoma when people are tanning responsibly. It's not there. There is a European...
Professor Anne-Marie Tobin is a consultant dermatologist.
But that's completely her... You know, we'll agree to disagree on that.
What are your credentials?
I would like to see that.
What are your medical credentials?
I don't have medical credentials.
But you're questioning her judgment.
She has her point and I have mine. But if I can see the direct link, then show me it. But there is no direct link between responsible.
See, you're not going to take her word for it. Will you take, and I'm looking at cancer.ie here, and it says the World Health Organization tells us that using a sunbed causes skin cancer.
That research is 30 years old, and it was based on hospital-grade equipment, which is was 10 times stronger than your sunbed. And it also had skin type ones in it. So, you know, taking those out of it.
What piece of research is 30 years old?
The IARC report, which was done about
cite that.
30 years ago.
I didn't cite that. What I'm accepting is that cancer.ie have updated their information on their website. They say one sunbed session can increase your risk of developing squamous cell skin cancer by 67% and basal cell skin cancer by 29%. Let me read you one more line from cancer.ie. Mm-hmm. This is from the WHO, they say. And Anne-Marie Tobin can agree or disagree with this. I'm just reading from their website. Even more importantly, they say, is the increased risk of melanoma the most serious form of skin cancer?
Joe? Is that to me, Cormac? All these ifs and coulds and maybes. What I'm saying is there is no direct link between tanning responsibly in a sunbed association member site where you're skin typed and you're screened to that of people going out on holidays and lying for 8 hours a day in the sunshine, unprotected, unregulated.
If, could, or maybe in this line, this is from cancer.ie. If you have ever used a sunbed, your risk of melanoma increases by 20%.
And that's what they're saying, yes. And I'm saying something different.
Anne-Marie?
So, Cormac, there's two things. So if you look up published medicine, so this is not my opinion, or it's not the Cancer Society's opinion. This is the literature. There's evidence to support the risk. So there's 257 papers on sunbeds and risk of skin cancer. So that can't be disputed. So that's the first thing. The second thing is regarding the study and using hospital grade equipment. So the hospital grade equipment is actually filtered. There's just two narrow wavelengths of light. It's between 312 to 314 nanometers. So that's a complete, that's not correct. In fact, it's much safer, the hospital grade equipment. And it just, the idea of tanning responsibly. So when you tan, what happens in your cells, in your keratinocytes, which are the top layer of cells in your skin, is you have a little cap of melanosomes which are moving over in your nucleus, and that's what gives the dark color to your skin. And they're trying to protect your nucleus, which contains your DNA, from damage. And damage to your DNA is what causes cancers. So no matter what anyone says about safe tanning, the biology argues otherwise.
Christopher Sullivan TD is calling for an outright ban on sunbeds or tanning beds. Would you agree with it, Anne-Marie?
I absolutely would, because 75% of the population in Ireland are Fitzpatrick skin type 1, which already increases your risk of skin cancer. There's nice research from the Department of Dermatology in Drogheda looking at how people perceive their skin type, and a lot of people are not aware of their risk.
Okay, and
that's
part of the study as well. Really briefly, Joe, how would you respond to that call for an outright ban on sunbeds?
I think it would be outrageous. Tanning is a natural form, and we have a EU legislation of 0.3, which is the output of modern sunbed lamps. And this has been agreed by Europe, and it's law, it's legislation, and it's safe and responsible tanning. Okay. And this has been agreed.
Okay. Well, look, people can let me know if they think sunbeds should be agreed or banned or not, as per Christopher O'Sullivan's call to 51551. But can I thank you both, Joe McGlinchey, who's sunbed salon operator and supplier, and also a board member of the Sunbed Association's Irish branch, and Professor Anne-Marie Tobin, consultant dermatologist. Thank you both.